With California Ag Today, I'm Tim Hammerich. Here are a few agricultural policy updates affecting our state's farmers and ranchers, courtesy of the California Farm Bureau Federation. Drought concerns surfaced frequently during the California Farm Bureau Capital Ag Day event, held via video conference Tuesday. Farm Bureau President Jamie Johansson expressed disappointment with the slow progress of projects funded through a 2014 water bond and urged movement on voluntary river flow agreements intended to head off further water cuts. The conference featured discussions with legislative and administration leaders on a variety of topics. The U.S. House of Representatives passed an agricultural immigration bill last week. The Farm Workforce Modernization Act addresses both current and future workforce needs for agricultural employees and employers. The California Farm Bureau and hundreds of other farm organizations announced support for the bill. It would update agricultural visa programs and accommodate immigrant agricultural employees already in the country. The pandemic has brought shifts in meat demand as people stock their freezers. Ranchers who sell whole animals directly to customers say a change in law would help them fulfill that demand. A bill in the state legislature would allow more ranchers to process small numbers of animals on the farm for direct sale. Cattle ranchers may already do so. The bill would expand that option to include sheep, goats, and potentially swine. With the Ag Information Network of the West, this is Tim Hammerich with California Ag Today.